Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories.
A newborn baby boy, umbilical cord still attached, found overnight on a sidewalk under the High Line in Chelsea.
A doorman working the overnight shift here at 515 West 23rd Street is being credited with saving this baby's life. The shocking discovery was made at 3:20 in the morning.
And after he heard the baby cry, then he went over to the EMS and called them.
Building Superintendent Cedric Frazier said an EMT at the FDNY station directly across the street tended to the baby, who is now at Bellevue Hospital in good condition. Victor Garcia lives down the block.
Wow, that's like, it's like crazy, you know? I don't know how women do that, go through all those months to do that. You know, it's very sad.
There are several surveillance cameras in the area that police are hoping captured whoever left this newborn boy. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on West 23rd Street.
In Brooklyn, a 15-year-old girl riding a skateboard is in critical condition after being struck by a car. Happened around 8:30 at the intersection of West 10th Street and Neptune Avenue in Brighton Beach. Police say the 43-year-old woman driver was making a right turn when she struck the teen, who was in critical condition. The driver remained at the scene, though, and so far has not been charged. Practically every week, we're telling you about fires that were sparked by e-bike batteries. Today, Governor Hochul signed bills designed to get a handle on that problem.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the new laws address the dangers of lithium-ion batteries.
These batteries don't catch on fire like kindling. They explode like a grenade.
These explosions and fires caused 18 deaths in New York City last year. The legislation regulates the sale, standards, holds retailers accountable. The measures also call for the collection of data after a crash.
Where they're happening, how often they happen, who's involved in these crashes, is there a pattern?
One victim here hopes it goes further to require licensing, registration, insurance like any other operating vehicle. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Gun violence in Brooklyn overnight, leaving five people injured in four separate shootings. In one case in East Flatbush, two people shot, one in the arm, the other in the chest, near Farragut Road and East 49th Street. In Williamsburg, a 21-year-old was shot in the leg and torso. As far as we know, nobody has died from any of the incidents, and police have not made any arrests. Investigations continuing. Hundreds of people evacuated in Union City, New Jersey, as crews worked to contain a gas leak. Authorities say the Veolia Water Company was working on a water line when they hit a gas line just before 9:30 this morning. Summit Avenue near 25th and 26th. Around 700 people, a total of 10 buildings had to be evacuated, including two schools in the area. This is one of the most densely populated cities in the most densely populated state in the union. PSE&G has secured the line, but crews will be on the scene throughout the day. Authorities working to determine when it's safe for people to return. Road closures in the area. Beware of crooked contractors in Rockland County. Officials are warning people to be vigilant after a family was recently scammed out of $90,000. In that case, a contractor promised to renovate their yard while the family was away, but the work was never done. The contractor disappeared, and oh, so did the money. Consumer Protection Director Kim Von Braun says they've seen a bunch of similar scams.
Contractors are coming to homeowners unsolicited, pressuring them to do the job immediately, oftentimes with a too-good-to-be-true price. They're high-pressure salesmen who are sweet talkers. They claim that they have extra material from another job.
They will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Her office says families have been scammed out of over $200,000 in these schemes so far this year. Steer clear of unsolicited contractors. Get a written contract and never pay until the job is complete. Those are the tips they're giving to save you money. Remember how Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz used to sleep in separate beds on I Love Lucy? Well, sleeping separately, turns out, can be a good thing for a strong relationship.
So according to this new survey from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, more than a third of American couples occasionally or regularly are now sleeping in separate rooms. And apparently it's not just snoring that's the problem. Millennials are leading the way. They cite stress from work and financial woes that make a good night's sleep impossible unless they do it on their own. I chatted with this couple. They've been married for decades.
Yeah, I find it a little sad when I watch old movies and see the beds, single beds, far apart. I'm like, how did they sleep like that?
Right. Well, they didn't.
And I can't imagine them in different
rooms. That's why it's a movie.
But apparently sleeping separately now for couples is much more common than maybe we thought. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
One way you should not try to beat the heat today is taking a dip at Orchard Beach. City officials advising New Yorkers not to go swimming or wading at Orchard Beach because of some unspecified water quality concerns. All they're saying is the quality is inadequate. Anyone with questions being directed to the health department. When this kind of thing comes up on Long Island, they're generally more specific about what's going on. Usually has to do with high bacteria levels. But no word from the city at this point. Arraignment day for the man accused of killing a woman whose body was found in a bag on the street last week.
Surveillance video from June 26th shows Yasmeen Williams and Chad Irish arguing in the hallway of their building. And Irish essentially said, "I'll shoot you." Someone who knows them told detectives they were living together. Irish is charged with second-degree murder, criminal possession of a weapon, and concealment of a human corpse. He was seen on video wheeling a body out of the building on a dolly in a sleeping bag while he was in a motorized wheelchair. Williams was found shot in the head. Irish has a criminal history with an attempted murder arrest from 1994. He's being held now without bail and will be back in court Friday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A plane heading to Newark Airport forced to make an unplanned landing in Orlando because of an unruly passenger on board. We're learning about this now. It happened Tuesday on a United Airlines jet that took off from Miami. United saying in a statement today that the passenger became aggressive and disruptive. Flight attendants worked to de-escalate the situation. Well, that didn't work. They had to land. Video shows a physical struggle between a woman and a flight attendant with the passenger seen biting the attendant's shoulder. That passenger removed from the plane upon landing in Orlando. No word on whether any charges were filed, but they probably were. We're coming up on 1 year since Rex Heuermann was arrested on suspicion of being the Gilgo Beach serial killer.
I'm in front of Rex Heuermann's red and green colored house here in Massapequa Park. Mayor Danny Pearl says people have complained about the house in the past year.
It does stand out like a sore thumb, and, you know, ironically, nobody ever complained about it beforehand. I would like to see, you know, maybe something happen with it where it is knocked down and another home put up.
He says he does not like it when people associate Massapequa Park with the suspected serial killer.
You can type in on Google Massapequa Park, and this is one of the first things going to pop up now.
When Heuermann was first arrested, people came from all over to take photos of the house. This nearby resident says,
"One guy came past my house asking. He was from Lynbrook or something." So, yeah.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Massapequa Park, Long Island.
Man was killed in a wood chipper accident in New Jersey last night. Authorities say 22-year-old Ionius Mateo Perez was operating tree chipping equipment at St. McGladden Cemetery in Flemington when this horrible accident happened. He was already dead by the time police arrived. Prosecutor's Office and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, continuing to investigate.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.